You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. We are going to be going live with Hit Society in the studio in just a matter of minutes. In the background right now, we are listening to Pewter Cub, who are playing a show at PJ's Lager House this weekend. We're going to continue the music until we get the sound thumbs up from the sound engineer. We'll be right back. Well, I hope you enjoyed that set. Those are two of the five bands that are going to be playing this Saturday night at Loggerhouse. In fact, we have the manager who is handles the Hit Society as well as booked that show right here in the studio with me. So we're not quite ready to go live with the Hit Society, so I'm going to bring his mic up and we're going to talk a little bit about the show that's happening this Saturday night and as well as the shows that are coming up in the future. Hey, Lee.
Hi, Margaret. Thank you for having me on the show today. I'm glad to be here with Hit Society. Hopefully they should be ready to play in about a minute or two.
Yeah, when the sound man gives his thumb up, we'll cut ourselves off and we'll get out there.
In the meantime, we can talk about a show we have at Loggerhouse this Saturday night. It's five really great bands. Headlining the night are the Boy Wonders, and we also have the Hand Grenades and Pewter Cub, who you've just played in the last 10 or 15 minutes. And we have the Vatican, who I was really glad to get on the bill. They only do a few shows a year. It features Nick Cicchetti, who was in Millions of Brazilians for a bit, and George Morris, who was in the Satin Peaches for quite a while, among other bands. And we have a band called Nam Kook and the Typhoon, which, if you've seen Patrick Davey and the Ghosts, and they've been on this show, I believe, once or twice, it's the bass player Adam Patton and his new side project. So those five bands will be at Logger on Saturday. And with five bands, we'll be starting a little earlier than normal, probably around 9:30, 9:45. So it'd be awesome if people showed up early and enjoyed all the bands.
And that's, again, at Saturday night at PJ's Loggerhouse.
Saturday night at PJ's Loggerhouse, 1254 Michigan Avenue in Corktown.
And the Boy Wonders are going to be coming on Motor Live Drive a week from now.
A week from today, I'll be back here with the Boy Wonders and Stephen Jellybean Schmidt. I hope he doesn't get too angry that I used his nickname. But he's done three or four shows in the last 3 or 4 months. I believe you saw him at the Christmas show with Patrick Davey.
Yes.
At Loggerhouse. And since then, he's done a couple Loggerhouse shows. He played the Detroit by Detroit show at the Magic Stick about a month ago as Dale Earnhardt Jr., and that was a lot of fun. So this will be his first radio experience. And that'll be next Thursday, the Boy Wonders and Stephen Schmidt.
That sounds great.
I'm busy for the next few weeks. And like I say, Hit Society will be up in a minute or two, and they have a couple shows coming up in the near future. And I believe I have a sheet of paper that will remind me where the shows are. Yes, they're playing Saturday, June 30th at the Stars and Stripes Festival in Mount Clemens, and it's the same night that Eddie Money is also playing that. So that's Saturday, June 30th, the Stars and Stripes Festival in Mount Clemens, and then at Loggerhouse on Saturday, July 21st, Hit Society, we will be playing with Patrick Davey and the Ghosts, The Hounds Below, Stephen Schmidt, and a band from Chicago called Triggerfish. And Triggerfish will be having their CD release party at the Loggerhouse on the 21st as well. And on Saturday, August 18th, Hit Society will be at the New Dodge. We just booked that actually a couple days ago, and it's with a band from Japan who are touring, and I'm sorry, I don't know the name of the band offhand, but they're coming here for their third tour of the United States, and they specifically wanted to play Hamtramck, and they got a hold of Tony, who books the New Dodge and Hamtramck, and we put together a night of Saturday, August 18th.
Wow, and the band Hit Society will be opening for this band from Japan?
They'll be one of the three bands opening up, and one of the members of Hit Society, Josh, lived in Japan for 5 years, played in bands, and played many shows in Japan, so that's kind of one of the reasons why we decided to take this show, and obviously the band from Japan knows nobody here in the Detroit area, so we're just trying to help them out and do a show at the New Dodge and Hamtramck. And that is on Saturday, August 18th. And we haven't decided on the two openers yet. So, again, it was just booked in the last, 2 days.
Wow, that's awesome. And they wanted to play Hamtramck.
Here's a funny story. They were supposed to play in Hamtramck Sunday, August 19th. They had a show booked Saturday, August 18th in New York. when they found out there were like three or four or five bands that were interested in doing this show, they canceled the New York show on a Saturday to come to Hamtramck.
Wow.
I thought that was kind of crazy. Who cancels New York to come to Hamtramck? But I'm glad they did it. So, because like as soon as they asked us that they wanted to play, like three or four or five bands said, yeah, we're interested. It sounded really cool. And we just like kind of threw out, oh, it's too bad you can't play here Saturday because you're booked in New York. And before we even had a chance to talk via emails that we've been sending each other, I get an email saying, we just canceled New York. We want to play Hamtramck instead. So they canceled New York for Hamtramck.
Wow.
So, totally. And they have, they're playing almost a month here in the United States, I believe it is. And I looked at their itinerary and they have no days off. So they're going from one city to the next to the next. And if they had done New York and then came to Detroit, that's a good 10-hour drive. But like I said, they canceled New York for Hamtramck, Michigan.
Well, Detroit is known for loving music and having great audiences.
So, yeah, again, I don't know that they've been to Detroit before, and I'm trying to look on my phone as we speak to give you the name of the band is Mugen Hoso from Japan. Mugenhoso. This will be their third tour of the United States, so we're looking forward to that.
All right. As you can tell in the background, we've got Hit Society almost ready to go. Our usual sound engineer isn't in today, and we've got a visiting sound engineer. And there's always, you know, some things to work out when you're working with a new soundboard. So I apologize for our delay, and we will just continue the music until we can go live.
Right, let's get the other guitar.
I have the Hebops queued up right now off their CD Activate. They are going to be playing a show this weekend. Let me check in my book exactly where. I think I saw them in here somewhere. Yes, they are playing at Smalls, along with the Zombie Jesus, Chocolate Sunshine, and the Bobby Electric Band. We'll play something from the Hebop CD called Activate with an explanation point. And we'll just keep playing music until the band is ready to go live. Okay, that was the Hebops, who got a show at Smalls on Friday night, doing Heather the Ambulance Chaser. Dennis Coffey has a regular show going on over at the Northern Lights every Tuesday. He has his funky performances there. I'm going to play something from Dennis Coffey, but we are real close to going live. So we will play some Dennis Coffey in the meantime. And you can check him out at the Northern Lights any Tuesday night. All right, in the background, we're listening to Jennifer Westwood, who has a show Saturday night at Shores Inn out in St. Clair Shores. Pit Society is real close to being ready. We will be going live with them in the studio in a matter of minutes. In the meantime, I'm just going to keep the calendar going. Okay, coming up will be 12 Gauge Persuasion. I don't know why there's so much dead space on this one. Let's move on to... Here we go with Bats on Fire. They're going to be playing at Simon's After Dark Saturday night, along with 12 Gauge Persuasion.
What?
Okay, this is Shockwave. They've got a show that they are doing at the Crowfoot in Pontiac, along with No Resolve and Core Effect. The song's called... Nope, this is Dennis Coffey. What am I saying? Well, let's listen to Dennis Coffey in another one while we get ready for the Hit Society. Okay, I was right. That was Shockwave. They stole it from Dennis Coffey. Shockwave playing at Crowfoot this Friday night. And we are real close to being ready with the Hit Society. Shockwave. Hey, kids, they're going to be at the Crowfoot Ballroom in Pontiac. We are still trying to get the Hit Society good to go.
Can we check, make sure I got the program thing right?
We're going to, in the meantime, we've been listening to some good hard rock and roll, which I think we're going to hear when we finally get Hit Society on the air. Are we good to go? In the meantime, we're going to go mellow down a little bit with a little bit of Cocoon Stew from Emily Rose, who has a show this, oh my gosh, it got so quiet in here all of a sudden. It's scary. All right, Emily Rose has a show at, they're calling it the Blue Crew at the New Dodge Saturday night, along with the Black Glasses and the Curious Thoughts. newspaper on the porch for the birds to read. Sorry, Emily, we are going to bring you down and we are going to bring up the band. And are you there? They are not there. They're not at the mics. Is anyone out there? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? No. Oh, that's because I've got you in preview instead of there.
We can hear you very, very quietly.
Okay, I'll try to speak up. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right. We really want to apologize to you guys for having so many problems today.
No, no problem.
It happens from time to time. So you are the Hit Society. Can we hear something from you? Are you? And we'll finish up the sound check as you play.
Yeah. Well, we'll go ahead and play the first song that we intended to play for the set, anyways. Right now.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not sure exactly what happened in the middle of that. We didn't know if you were going into a drum solo or we had some more technical problems.
We saw him come out. We thought we were done playing.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no,
no. He was just checking the on-air sound.
No, you sound good going over the air, so everything's just fine. Now, why don't we get some more music out of you guys?
All right. Was that on-air?
All right.
Thank you
yeah,
so much.
Yeah, that's on-air.
Oh, oh, oh no, no! You guys are going. You guys are going live over the air. You're loud and clear, and it sounds real cool on the air.
All right, get this.
Could it be that you're wrong? Come around, baby, now, baby. Oh, yeah, I wanna be here. I wanna be here.
gig.
Woo, yeah. All right. Now tell me, have you guys got a big show coming up?
Yeah, actually we do, as a matter of fact. On Saturday, June 30th, we will be participating in the Stars and Stripes 8NX sponsored event. So it's going to be a great time. I hope to see some of you guys out. Our set should start right around 6 o'clock that day.
6 o'clock?
Yes.
All right. And that's out in Mount Clemens?
Yes, it is. Yep.
And all they right. have a great fireworks show as well that
Absolutely.
Night,
so it's a good time to come out.
Really?
Yep, absolutely.
All right, and you got some other shows coming up as well?
We do. We also we'll be at the Logger House also on Saturday, July 21st. We'll be playing with the Hounds Below, among a few other awesome bands. Another band, Triggerfish, we'll be playing with that night, among a few others.
And Patrick Davey and the Ghosts.
Yep, that's right. He'll be there.
Steven Schmidt.
That's right, yeah.
All right, so it's going to be a lot of cool stuff going on.
Absolutely.
But right now, right now, we got some cool music right here
in
the studio. What are you going to do next for us?
We're going to play a song called Nervosa for you guys right now.
Hey, take it away.
Thank you so much.
Right. Wow. Oh, the Hit Society. Hit Society right here. In fact, Hit Society, could you introduce the band?
Absolutely. We have Josh Woodcock playing guitar with me here.
Right here.
Matt Livingood is playing the drums tonight.
Thank you.
And Shannon Izumi Koga is playing the bass tonight.
And you are?
My name is Kurt Summer.
And right. I understand it's your birthday today.
It is my birthday today, yeah.
Happy birthday.
And what a present to have playing on the radio. Now, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Where does the name Hit Society come from?
It came from a couple of things. We just actually, in the end, thought it sounded kind of cool. So it's not real deep. But it could mean a couple of different things.
I got a text from you. He's like, I just saw Wayne's World. I think Hit Society would be a cool name for a band. And I was like, okay, cool, man. That sounds good.
All right.
It does have I was trying to think before I heard your CD. Are you going to be a pop show, pop band, and playing a lot of hits?
Yeah.
Or are you just going to throw it at us and see what sticks?
Full throttle. This is full throttle. Pop music, full throttle.
Well, the last song was pretty full throttle.
Yeah, some pop underneath there. Yeah, I would like to think.
Well, why don't you just play some more music and let's see what you got there.
We do best. Thank you very much. The song is called Happy Blue. Thanks.
A wreck is skipping past the grill. She don't know what it's like to live. She comes in waves of green blue.
A nice little rock tune.
Yeah, it's a little bit of, we tend to pop it up a little bit too sometimes, pop and rock, mix it together.
All right. In fact, do you have any music available?
We do, actually. If you guys search on iTunes, you can pull up all our music there. Just search Hit Society, HitSociety.
All right. And can they get that, you have a website as well?
We actually are using Facebook at the moment. So if you go to facebook.com/HitSociety, same word.
Okay.
One word. And you can find us that way as well.
All right, and have you got any music available on Facebook?
We do, everyone. We have more live stuff on Facebook, I would say.
And we post up our Bandcamp, so if you just want to listen to the record for free, just go on Bandcamp and search us.
And you could also get to that through our Facebook page, too. Just click on the music tab, and it links right to Bandcamp.
All right, and in fact, for your CD, which is called Hit Society, in fact, it's got a nice little red, white, and black picture on the cover.
Yeah.
Can they pick it up if they go out and see you at the Red, White, and Blue Festival?
We may have a couple of copies left that they could pick up. Otherwise,
we're sold out of ours. Right. They have some in the record stores, maybe. Yeah. Ah. We sold out of our copies. If we don't get more.
Wow, that's awesome.
Well, it will happen. It's always good to sell out.
Yeah.
But there's a few record stores you can pick it up at locally, isn't there?
Yeah. You can do, we have some copies at UHF and Royal Oak. We have some in, like, all the shops in Ann Arbor as well. You can find it around.
All right, you got to look. All right. Well, I'll tell you, rather than looking, why don't we just start to listen?
Okay, thanks so much. This is a song. It was done by the Mutants, and we first heard it played by the Junk Monkeys. It's called So American, so it is a cover of a cover for us.
All right.
Hey, I'm bald. I'm so American. American. I'm not gonna try to tell you why I feel this way, but I'm so glad that I'm an American, American. Yeah. Back to TV. Yeah, so American. You and me are both a case of American.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. All
right.
A cover of a cover of a cover.
And so Detroit.
It is. It's so, and Detroit is so American.
It's true. We actually had an opportunity to play that song a couple of weeks ago in New York.
Oh, yeah?
It was kind of fun to be able to play like a local song, you know, from your town. So we represented pretty well, I think, hopefully.
Yeah, oh, you did a good job.
Oh, that sounds so American.
Well, you know, it is.
Well, hey, at this late date, why don't we just keep some more music rolling through here?
That sounds great. We have a song called Spider Bite right now. It's a new one, and we'll play that one for you. Whatever it takes. Yeah.
wanna feel pain, listen to the radio and copy what it is. Go away.
All right. Hey, could you tell me? Oh, yeah. We'll get a little. Now tell me, who's the main songwriter for the band?
I think, we kind of all sort of contribute in our own ways, I think.
All right.
The four of us produce the sound you hear pretty fluently, pretty well.
All right. Not many bands do that, so that's real cool to hear.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. You've got about 7 minutes left in this hour.
Okay.
What do you think you can put out in 7 minutes?
Well, we
have
a song.
One do Don't Care and then Hey Hey.
Yeah, we're going to...
We got 7 minutes.
Okay, we're going to do a couple for you. Actually, one of them we just did a music video of. You can look it up on YouTube. It's called Don't Care.
Well,
that's
cool.
Do right now, and then we'll do one more last one for you.
All right. In fact, we can see you at the Stars and Stripes Festival in Mount Clemens on the 30th.
Yes.
And in July the 21st at the Lager House.
Yes.
All right.
That's right.
We're listening to Hit Society, and thank you so much. Keep it going.
Take it.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present